Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In these last and evil days, I'm safe in his arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The days that they talk about in Matthew 24th chapter. Hallelujah. Where we're persecuted for righteousness' sake. And it will get worse, but we're safe in his arms. Against kingdom, we're safe in his arms.
And the scripture that also that it says is coming from St. Luke chapter 15, verse 14 and 16. It said, and he went and joined himself to citizens. So he's talking about the prodigal son. So he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would faint, meaning that he would happily or gladly eat of whatever he could get. And I filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So he was so hungry that whatever he could have got to eat at that time, he would have just eaten it. For thirst, he said, is a sensation of dryness in the throat, associated with a craving for liquid produced by deprivation of drink, a want or eager desire, or for anything, a craving or a longing, usually for something. And the scripture quoted that is Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 3, and it said, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journey according to the commanding of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirst therefore water. And the people murmur against Moses, and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? So they that are hungry and thirsty after righteousness shall be filled. Now I'm going to the word filled. It said to make, to supply as much as can be held or contained, to put or pour into till no more can be received, to occupy the whole capacity of. And the scripture is said, John chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, it said, and there were set six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three first him apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Acts chapter 2 verse 10, and then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. So you see, as you can see that, hunger and thirst have a similar meaning. You have the eager desire for something. It doesn't necessarily have to be food. This was the scripture that I read, it's predicated to food. But it doesn't necessarily have to be food. It could be anything away from that. So right here you can see that even the Holy Ghost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So as I started looking at scripture to see what character I can use to fulfill the scripture, the Lord has come to read St. Luke chapter 19. But in a way, then explicitly just go up a little bit further. Just go to the next chapter. So I started to reading the 18th chapter, and I said, okay, God, where are you taking me? So as I read, the Bible said that in St. Luke chapter 8, it said, and it came to pass as he came nigh to Jericho. So Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And so he was coming near to Jericho. But there was a blind man who was sitting by the wayside. Hallelujah. And as he sat there, the Bible said that he heard a noise. It said Mark chapter 11 said this blind man name is Jesus of Nazareth is passing his way. So you can imagine this man probably heard about
I want to see.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said unto him, receive his sight.
Just like that.
Thank you.
for 12 years, and she spent all that she had, and said she couldn't get better. Hallelujah, she lost everything, but she was still the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, she was still the same. And I can't imagine a person, a woman, who were going through this for so long, going to the doctors, going to get healed, you can't get better, and they cost you because you can't. Based on the Jewish law, you can't be in a congregation with the saints. You can't be among people. No, so it was hard for her. For 12 years, she struggled. Think of putting herself in that position. For 12 years, you want to come to church. You want to worship. You spend all you have. But one thing that woman didn't give up. Hallelujah. It's telling her she didn't give up. She did not give up.
She made sure she had to show herself, she couldn't have no strength.